You know, a lot of guys or a lot of fans might think, oh, it's just Middle Tennessee or things like that. Well, Middle Tennessee is a good team. You know, they've won a lot of games. They're great on special teams. And in order to beat the Notre Dames or the Ohio States, we have to beat them first. We have to start 4-0. And if we can beat teams like Middle Tennessee and all the way up through Notre Dame, you know, that big, you know, night game coming up is going to be awesome. If we can start 4-0 and beat those kind of teams, I think that'll show at least what we're capable of, and that'll give us a lot of momentum into the Big Ten play.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
I guess my first question for you is, what goes through your mind when you're around here and you're the only kicker or punter?
I feel privileged. Maybe I get a little bit, or maybe a little respected, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's not very often that you get very much respect as a specialist. But I guess, you know, hitting field goals, you know, in the spring game like that after the 67 is just, things blew up, you know, on Yahoo page, on the front page, and like all kinds of people want to follow you on Twitter now and things like that. So it's very, I guess you could say, humbling at the same time, but it's kind of cool to be here and see all the stars of the different teams.
But tell me about that 67-yard field goal. Like, granted, it's a spring game, but what's going through your mind? Like, is your mind enough to do it and they're saying, right, we're going to have you kick a field goal?
Yeah. Well, Coach Hope told me at the end of, or beginning of halftime, when we're about to go into halftime, he wants to, you know, hit a few long ones, and he wants to show everybody that we have the leg to be able to hit those long field goals. So I was already kind of getting ready and prepared for it and things like that. I wasn't sure if he was going to send me out for a 67, because when we got back there, you know, we started off at like 40. We didn't even start inside 40. So I knew it was going to be a long field goal session. And when I missed this, my first kick that I missed was my fourth one I tried, was the 62. And right after that, it kind of looked at me, and we kind of had this eye contact thing, and it was like, you want to keep going? And I was already out of breath because we'd hit four field goals in like 2 minutes. And I said, all right, send me back. I just gave him this kind of thing. And I got back there. It's one of those things, you got to get your adrenaline rush going. I had to catch my breath at first, you know, get the adrenaline rush going, chop your feet a little bit, and get after it.
So let's say there's a situation where you're playing like Notre Dame or Ohio State or whoever, and your offense is moving the ball. You get to like the 50-yard line. There's 5 seconds left. Are you going to be on the sidelines clamoring to kick a 67-yard field goal as opposed to having, say, Rob throw it, attempt a Hail Mary?
Right. It's one of those things that you dream about as a kicker, not only hitting a last-second field goal, but hitting something over 60 yards in a game is just one of those thrilling things that you think about all the time. And it'd be something I would love to do and probably remember forever.
When was the first time that you made a field goal that long? Like in anything, whether it be a practice.
Right. When was it?
Yeah. Or do you have a memory of that?
It was my senior year practicing, and we had a couple guys out from the team. They just finished, you know, practicing on their own at the other field, and I was over there kicking. And I was actually, I had it set up on a kickoff tee, you know, trying to see as far as I could kick it for a field goal with field goal steps.
Yep.
And I remember I set it up at like 58 or something like that, and it was the longest field goal I'd hit by far, and it just barely made it over the post as a senior, and I just got so amped up. And from then on, I was the guy who was in the weight room doing the power cleans, trying to get stronger because I wanted to kick those long field goals, and it's paid off now.
Just kind of being a representative of the team and being a guy that's being looked up to, what's your assessment of Purdue this year, and what do you feel can happen as far as being able to take that next step and be able to make a bowl after coming up short last year?
Right. So talking about that respect and the leadership stuff, we've got a great group of seniors this year, captains and Albert and Joe. We actually have a senior committee that we've kind of put together, which kind of helps us discipline. Not like sit kids out, but like helps us structure when the guys put on 7-on-7 drills and things like that are extracurricular that we put on, and it kind of helps motivate the team. You know, we help keep them in line, making sure they're doing the right things and that sort of thing. But I kind of feel privileged to be a captain as a specialist. You know, it kind of helped me out that we had two special teams captains as well as two offense and two defense. I'm captain with Carlino for special teams, and he's a monster on special teams. But I just feel, I feel like all the hard work that I've put into trying to get respect by working out and running with the team, I feel like it's all paid off now.
Just with, I guess, that whole line of respect, particular special teams, how much of a difference could that be for you guys? Like, even if it's not kicking, like, let's say you're out there punting.
Right.
You change field position.
Right. That was my answer right there, is, you know, the field position is a huge battle throughout the entire game. You know, Cody, he had a 79-yard punt last year against Northwestern, and we were on our own 18-yard line, and he hit it to the other 20-yard line or 15-yard line, and it changed the game completely. It gives us momentum into the game, and it kind of puts them like, oh, wow, like, we have to start on our own 15 now. And the same thing goes for kickoff. We were number one for kickoff coverage in the Big Ten last year, and being able to pin the opponent in, like, on an opening kickoff, you know, they want to take it to the house, or they want to get a good return to open the game up. But when we pin them inside the 20 for the opening kickoff, it kind of sets the tone for the game and tells them, you know, we're here to play, we're big and we're physical, and we came to compete.